Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate November 5th. Our star, the Sun, is quite impressive. Its size, mass, and brightness place it among the top 10% of all the stars in the galaxy. And it'll get even more impressive in the future. It's getting bigger and brighter, all while losing mass. The Sun shines by fusing atoms of hydrogen in its core to make helium. Currently, it fuses almost 700 million tons of hydrogen every second. Not all the hydrogen is turned into helium, though. 0.7% is converted to energy, which radiates into space, making the Sun shine. Over the Sun's 4.5 billion-year lifetime, enough matter has been converted to energy to make almost 100 Earths. As the helium in the core builds up, the core shrinks. Hydrogen in a layer outside the helium is pulled inward. It gets hotter, revving up the reactions. The hotter core heats the Sun's outer layers, causing them to expand. So today, the Sun is about 15% wider and 50% brighter than when it was born. The process will continue. In a billion years or so, the Sun will be so bright and hot that it will boil away Earth's oceans, turning our planet into a burned-out cinder. And about 5 billion years from now, the Sun will begin fusing the helium to make other elements. That will make the Sun much wider than it is today. It might get big enough to engulf anything that remains of Earth, a planet consumed by its impressive star. We have much more about the stars in Stardate magazine, available in print and digital formats. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.